Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
And then apparently people want us to chat about Kiss celebrating the 45th anniversary of their 1976 album Destroyer.
Oh, yeah.
Classic. By people, you mean Nick?
No, I've gotten it a few times in the... in the email.
Oh, I love it.
Not from Nick.
Give me the cuts.
Yeah, God of Thunder. Yeah. Beth's on there.
Oh, Beth is on there, right?
Yeah, Detroit Rock City. It starts off with Detroit Rock City.
Oh. Okay, but here's
album.
The deal.
That's a great album, man. You name three songs that are just classic, great songs.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Now, they're going to be reissuing this album with unreleased demos and alternate versions of the songs.
Now, that's unnecessary. But
thank you. That's my point. On these box set deals like
that's
this,
all they do.
How much of it is just over the top that you just don't care about?
I remember distinctly when they released a bunch of early. I had big, huge double CDs I bought in the mid 90s of Beatles box sets with a bunch of alternative takes. I listened to some of it. I said, this is unnecessary.
Yeah.
And that was that was the Beatles.
Yeah,
I mean,
once or twice.
You know, I don't need another version. Okay, right. You did Blackbird a little different. Who cares? Nobody cares.
Yeah, right. Sure. Oh, that sounds slightly different.
Yeah, slightly different.
The box set of Wildflowers with Tom Petty features, one album with new songs on it. And everything else is just like, a home version, a different kind of version.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So you get basically 8 new songs for $300.
I just got the Metallica Black Album box set when it came
out. What's
on
that? Because the Black Album you have, and it's a great album. What do you want the box set for?
It has some of that stuff too. The alternate cuts.
But
they put a lot of live stuff in there. You know, shows from different points of the
I'm not a big live fan. Unless I'm there.
Yeah. Know? No. I. It's a very cool. There's like half a dozen different DVDs and stuff.
There's DVDs. That's DVDs. Different.
There's vinyl. Different. There's CDs. There's DVDs.
Something to watch on TV could be kind of cool. Right?
Yeah.
Right.
It's a whole bunch. A whole bunch of stuff. Right. There's like a hardcover book in there.
45th anniversary.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, God of Thunder. Yeah. There we go.
There we go.
Nick's pants just got tight.
It keeps the Mormons away.
It does. On a Saturday night. And surrounding areas.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's so good.
Yeah. Have you ever seen Nick? I'll wait for the song here.
Get up. Detroit, Rock City.
That's quick. Sorry about that.
Yeah. We'll get that fixed in post.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Hopefully.
What, play the whole thing?
Have you ever watched
we can't break slowly. We have to hit a brick wall.
I know.
Fading is not an option.
It is an option, and he's going to fix it.
He better fix it soon.
He said that from the beginning.
I know, but soon, hopefully.
Us in this room, it's not an option.
In this moment.
So, Nick, have you ever seen The Decline of Western Civilization 2? The Decline of Western Civilization 1 is about the punk movement. The Decline of Western Civilization 2 is about the hair bands and rock bands in the late 80s.
Mm-hmm.
It's a documentary about, and these are, it was done that time. So the interviews are in real time from the late 80s.
Uh-huh.
Poison's all over it. Motley Crue's all over it. Kiss all over it. But you got to see it because it's a great documentary about the life of, about the music in the late 80s, hair bands. And Kiss is in there, too, because they obviously were influential with a lot of those bands. And Paul Stanley does, every time they're doing his interview, he's laying in bed with three girls in lingerie, the whole interview.
Nice.
Every time they go back to his piece, like it's any documentary where he's talking, he's laying in bed with girls just kind of petting him. and he's laying there. And his hair is spread out over the bed, too. It is so classic.
Can you do anything more rock star than that?
You can't.
And I don't know. You can.
The whole documentary.
For the interview?
And I'm telling you, Nick, you will love the documentary. It's so good. Because they're so stuck in the moment of what it was like in the late 80s.
Yeah.
And they're talking about women and music and drinking and partying. And it's not like, we were crazy back then. It's like, no, we're crazy now.
Yeah.
That's what's cool about it.
That's one thing I've always loved about Paul Stanley is that he's not one of those guys that's like, oh, it's rough, the fan, I can't go anywhere, whatever. He's like, no, I'm a rock star. Everybody wants to be a rock star.
Right.
This is amazing. It's great.
Exactly.
It's exactly what you would want it to be.
Right. Recommend the highlight.
Yeah.
I'm not sure which that is on Hulu now. Working to find Decline of Western Civilization 2 because I want Nick to see that.
Are you interested in the new Ken Burns documentary?
Is it about Kiss?
You know, it's 8 hours of Ali. You know what? Oh. I just know a lot about Ali. You know, it's like for me sometimes if I know too much about something, I really don't care about a documentary. I want to find new stuff.
And there's a lot of subjects that no matter what it is, I don't want to watch it for 8 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he really does the deep dive
and
stuff.
And obviously Ali's, but...
Yeah, it looks like Decline of Western Civilization 2 is on Prime right now.
All right. If you have Prime or not.
Prime.
Okay.
And Time.
Yeah.
You got Prime
You'll
and
thank
Time.
Me later, especially just to see those interviews.
Hemingway wasn't that interesting. He only got 6 hours.
And I didn't watch any of the Hemingway, but that's too much, you know?
Any of those, if I'm looking, trying to find something to watch on Netflix, and it'll be a documentary, and it'll be something that looks interesting, and it'll be like, oh, 6-part series. I'm like, just make it one.
Well, we've talked about this.
Who
we talked to? What music? We talked to Leonard Maltin. I said, what's the problem? Why can't a documentary be an hour and a half or an hour and 15 minutes? Like, these Decline of Western Civilization is just a documentary. Yeah. It's like a movie.
It's not 3 episodes, 4 episodes.
No.
At some point, it seems to be just self-indulgent for the filmmaker.
Well, they
like, look what I
well,
edited.
If you watch any of those kind of things, any on a murder mystery or it's a documentary about a real crime, they reset the whole time.
Well, the one we were talking
and
about
it drives
was,
you crazy.
It was the McDonald's one.
Oh,
HBO.
Right.
I forget what it was called. But
it was about the Monopoly thing.
Right. Yeah. I watched a couple of those.
They just dragged it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, yeah, now you understood what that was about within the first 12 minutes.
Right,
give me an
hour
and
a half.
It was a fraud.
It was a fraud, right.
Yeah, and I don't know if Ken Burns works so well in a world full of short attention spans.
Well, Ken Burns, I mean, if you're doing the history of baseball or the Civil War, there's so much material. I just think they lend themselves for long documentaries.
Yeah. I have the country music one.
Yeah, I still never seen that.
I haven't looked at. I watched maybe a couple hours of it, but that's 16 hours.
But even Ken Burns said to you on the radio.
And the National Parks one.
I didn't make the issue to watch all of them.
That was only 12 hours. Country music is 4 more hours than the National Parks documentary.
Ken Burns says, oh my goodness, when you admitted to watching all of one of his documentaries, which is probably one of the funniest things ever said on this show.
It's got to be. Well, it's so weird that he would make that and not think anybody was going to watch it. Why make the whole thing?
That and
I expect you just come in and out, not watch the whole thing.
Right. That and the boogie bit, the funniest things ever to happen on this show. That's what got you in the Hall of Fame. Although the boogie bit was post Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it was.
So.
Yeah, it was. Okay, here it is.
Now, I'll have you know I watched all 12 hours of the...
Oh, my goodness.
That's Ken Burns.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Another story that has been tossed into the hopper by several people is about a British boy who is recovering after getting a USB cable stuck.
I saw the x-ray.
Oh.
First of all, it's got a knob on the end. So how do you stick
in his
it?
Penis.
Yeah, how do you put that through the pee hole?
Yeah, it's got to be the end.
Yeah, the logistics.
That goes like into the device.
But even that's pretty small. It's small. But,
that's a lot smaller than the actual the other side that like goes into the wall.
Yeah. We thought this out, apparently. Will this fit my pee hole?
That's the first question.
That stuck to the tape.
I might use that.
Oh, that stuck to the tape.
There might have been like a small iPhone plug at the one end. And then, you know,
But it's still got some edges on it.
The bigger plug that you put in.
And I don't know about you, but my pee hole ain't that big.
Well.
I mean, it's everything else around it.
It'll be as you keep experimenting like this.
I mean, you would think with big as everything else is.
But
that
he shoves
that
how do you, how do you shove the whole thing in there? Because eventually, when you shove something that's like a loose cord, it's not going to, it's not like a, it ain't like he's sounding himself.
Right. And it had to hurt at first.
How'd he get it the whole way in there?
He kept pressing.
And why'd he do it? I forget.
The 15-year-old boy.
15.
According to urology case reports, managed to insert the wire down his urethra to his scrotum.
Wow.
And it gets worse. He reportedly tried to remove it, but only managed to tangle the wire, resulting in both ends sticking out of the penis.
Wow.
Yes.
How'd that happen?
So there was like a knot inside?
There's x-rays of this. You can see the picture
of
this.
I did see the x-ray.
I'm going to post a link here. Yeah.
You can see the pictures of this. He tried, after trying to remove it, he just tangled the wire and got both ends sticking out. He was taken to the hospital, underwent emergency surgery, where they made a cut. Well, we'll get into that.
Yeah.
Ugh, this is awful.
Yeah, I don't get that at all.
Once his mother was out of the room.
I mean, I like playing with it as much as the next guy when I was 15, but that never occurred to
maybe
me.
Maybe not quite 15. As much as the next guy.
You mean as much as the next guy likes to play with his.
Yeah. You say that like it's changed since you were 15.
I was never compelled to shove anything into it.
No. Nope.
Once his mother was out of the room, he confessed to the doctors that he had inserted the cable to, quote, to measure the length of his penis.
Oh.
The team attempted to remove.
You do that from the outside. You'd break a ruler.
By the way, that is a will it fit.
Yeah.
The team attempted to remove the cable.
Yep.
By using a metal rod in an attempt to draw out the cable, and then
yes, it fit. Oh yes, it fit.
Oh yes, it fit.
They tried to remove the cable by pushing a metal rod in there in an attempt to draw out the cable and then surgically widening the urethra. Both of those attempts failed due to the knotting.
I hope this guy's okay. He's only 15.
And so the authors wrote a longitudinal penoscrotal incision.
Man, that guy's balls were a wreck.
Over the palpable foreign body was made and careful dissection was undertaken, splitting the muscle.
Oh, man.
In layman's terms, they cut open the region between the base of his penis and his anus.
Oh. No, no, no.
The patient recovered well following the surgery, was discharged shortly thereafter.
So does it still work?
But can he discharge?
Everybody's fine, I guess.
Did they at least tell him, like, give him a number? Because he wanted a measurement. He could at least leave the hospital with that. All right, dude. Don't do that again in seven.
Next time, use a tape measure.
You're average. Don't do that again.